I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JRS Midday News for Friday, July 14. Coming up, legislation passed for funds from three agencies to be subsumed into consolidated fund. Government looking at further incentives for persons who plead guilty, and new BPO complex opens in Hanover. The news in detail after the break.
Residents of Annotta Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 15, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Annotta Bay High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 15, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Annotta Bay High School in St. Mary.
Now the news. The House of Representatives has approved legislation to allow for monies from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund to be placed into the Consolidated Fund. The bills are the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Amendment Act, the Civil Aviation Amendment Act, and the Tourism Enhancement Amendment Act. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the move fulfills the objectives of the government to redirect the funds of these agencies to the Consolidated Fund on a permanent basis as part of an initial public financial management reform measure.
It is important, Mr. Speaker, to ensure a degree of predictability of funding of the government's programs and activities and improve its ability to prioritize and allocate the resources to meet the country's needs.
The finance minister sought to assure that the work of the three public bodies will not be affected. The government will be seeking to amend the Parole Act and legislation governing expungement to provide further incentives for persons who plead guilty through the plea bargaining process. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the amendments will allow persons who have shown remorse for crimes committed to be eligible for early parole.
In other words, if they go to the prisons and they participate in rehabilitation programs, their families keep in touch with them and they're in good grace with everything, then they should be allowed to serve a greater part of their sentence in the community, especially if the victims forgive them.
Minister Chuck adds that changes to the legislation may also allow these persons to eventually have their criminal records expunged. The Jamaican diaspora wants to see a holistic approach to crime fighting on the island. This, according to head of the Jamaica Diaspora Crime Intervention and Prevention Task Force, Dr. Rupert Francis. Speaking in an interview with JIS News, Dr. Francis said the task force has pooled professionals from a broad spectrum to aid in the country's fight against crime.
We will also bring into bear the criminal justice operators or professionals, whether in psychology, sociology, and any aspects of this profession that can help anyone to understand why crime exists, how it exists, the reasons it exists, and how we can be able to stem it.
Dr. Francis, who is scheduled to participate in the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference, July 23 to 26 in Kingston, says the task force is desirous of hosting a town hall meeting on the Diaspora Day of Service, July 27. He says the task force intends to offer assistance in the area of cybersecurity, as well as to create a program for at-risk youth. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the opening of a new business process outsourcing BPO complex in Sandy Bay, Hanover, fits into the government's policy of forging partnerships for investment and job creation. The company, Collective Solutions Limited, is scheduled to start operations in September, offering 400 new jobs with plans to expand to 3,000 jobs by the end of 2018. The complex is on the site of the former Jockey Garment Manufacturing Company. Minister Chang has welcomed the development, noting that it has added another dimension to the parish of Hanover, which previously relied on tourism, agriculture, and commerce.
As a government, the policy is to encourage partnership, encourage investment, and provide the framework for continued investment. So we are committed to economic growth with job creation.
Minister Chang says the BPO sector presents a major opportunity for the creation of sustainable jobs, not only for the people of Hanover, but neighboring St. James as well. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.